This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Facebook and Instagram will bar U.S. President Donald Trump from posting on its system at least until the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. That's what the platform said on Thursday. In a post announcing the move, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg said the risk of allowing Trump to use the platform is too great following the president's incitement of a mob that touched off a deadly riot in the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. Zuckerberg says Trump's account will be locked for at least the next 2 weeks, but could remain locked indefinitely. Many Trump supporters in the U.S. use the social networking sites Gab and Parlay. And President Trump, for the first time, acknowledged his defeat in the November 3rd election and announced there would be an orderly transition on Inauguration Day, which is January 20th. The president delivered these words after the U.S. Congress concluded the electoral vote count early Thursday, certifying President-elect Joe Biden's victory. Trump's acknowledgement came after that day of chaos and destruction on Capitol Hill that was yesterday, again as a mob of his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol. Members of Congress were forced into hiding, offices were ransacked, and the formal congressional tally of electoral votes was halted for more than 6 hours. Trump said in a statement posted to Twitter that, even though I totally disagree with the outcome of the election and the facts bear me out, nevertheless, there will be an orderly transition on January 20th. Trump's account had been previously locked by Twitter. And news outlets around the world mocked and criticized the images of protesters breaching the U.S. Capitol. Russia's NTV, for example, said, quote, "One of the temples of U.S. democracy fell so quickly to a disorganized and not very large crowd." For more on these stories and others,